light came into the hut's dark, oblique eyes.
A pod race course that will make those on Malastare and on your own Munalints seem like amateur runs. In addition, the renaissance of an annual pod race event that will bring tens of thousands of gamblers to Tatooine and fill my coffers to overflowing.
She paused, then added,
And I'm willing to take you on as a partner.
A silent partner, Damask amended. She nodded.
As you wish.
Damask steepled his long fingers and raised his hands to his jutting chin. In addition to a percentage of the profits, I want you to arrange for Bas Cabra to operate freely on Nar Shaddaa. Gardula adopted an incredulous look.
The Dug crime boss?
You know the one, Hill said sharply.
The hut fretted.
I can't make promises, Magister. Black Sun is deeply entrenched on Nar Shaddaa, and the Vigos are grooming Alexei Garen to assume control of the organization. They may not appreciate or permit...
Those are our terms, Gardula, Damask cut in. Find some way to allow Cabra to reach an accommodation with Black Sun, and we will support your takeover of Tatooine. He gestured toward the fortress courtyard. This very night I can arrange for you to meet with officials representing the Bank of Argal, who will advance whatever amount of credits you need. After a long moment of silence, Gardula nodded.
I accept your terms, Magister Damask. You will not be disappointed.
When the hut had steered her anti-grav litter from the room, members of the Sun Guard showed in a group of tall reptilian sentients who stood on two thick legs and whose broad snouts curved downward at the tip. Damask's previous contact with the Yinchori had been limited to holoprojector. Now he leaned forward in keen interest as the spokesmember introduced himself in gruff basic as Kweyuk, Secretary of the Council of Elders, and launched immediately into a diatribe denouncing the Senate for refusing to admit Yinchor to the Republic. With bellicose encouragement from his comrades, Kweyuk went on to say with fist-pounding emphasis that although their homeworld had been charted hundreds of years earlier by the Republic, Yinchor remained an underprivileged, back-rocket planet deserving of far better treatment.
Or someone will pay in blood for the ongoing injustice, the Secretary warned.
Larsh Hill waited until he was certain that Kweyuk was finished to remark under his breath,
I'm not sure even the Senate is ready for them.
Holding Kweyuk's baleful gaze and motioning with his hand, Damask said, You have no interest in seeing Yinchor seated in the Senate. Kweyuk took umbrage.
Why else would we have journeyed all this way?
You have no interest in seeing Yinchor seated in the Senate, Plagueis repeated. Kweyuk glanced at his green-skinned brethren, then looked at Hill.
Is Magister Damask deaf or in ill health?
Hill turned to Damask in concern, but said nothing. Damask concealed his astonishment. As rumored, the Yinchori were apparently resistant to Force suggestion. But how is it possible that midichlorians in a being of relatively low intelligence could erect an impenetrable wall against the influence of a Sith? Was this some sort of survival mechanism? The midichlorians' way of protecting the consciousness of their vessels by refusing to be manipulated? He would need to possess one of these beings to learn the secret. We might be willing to help you lobby for representation in the Senate, he said at last. But the process could require standard years or even decades, and I'm not convinced you have the patience for it. Kweyuk's wide nostrils flared.
What a decade when we have been patient for a century. Are we not sentients? Or are we required to embrace the conditions along with accepting them?
Damask shook his head. No one is asking you to applaud the arrangement. Kweyuk's expression softened somewhat.
Then we have an accord?
We will draw up a contract, Damask said. In the meantime, I want some assurance that I can call on you for a personal favor should the need arise. Kweyuk stared at him.
A personal favor? Of what sort?
Damask showed the palms of his hands.
Of whatever sort I require, Secretary.